Our call to worship will be Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever, you have formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past. And like a watch in the night, you carry them away like a flood. They are like sheep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance, for all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by some reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Yet your work appears to your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the works of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for just this time of opening our service. We have this call to worship. We invite you to be amongst us this morning. And we thank you for the blessings that are ahead through this time of fellowship, teaching and preaching in time of prayer. We pray these things through our Savior, your Son, Jesus. Amen.